Just want to thank you for joining us on our Easter devotions this week on Holy Week. And we hope that by this point you've been encouraged by some of what Keith and Johnny and so many others have told us and shared with us so far. And we pray that that will continue to build you and your family as we reach the climax of the story this Friday and then again on Sunday this week. During our time together today, we'll be reading some of God's Word, we'll be praying together, and there will be a song maybe you can join in with at home, and of course there'll be a Bible study from Johnny. And all of this will be to encourage your soul in this strange and difficult time for us all. So before we jump into the rest of today, I'm going to pray and then I'm going to pass you on. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you that we are able to still hear from one another and be encouraged by our leaders and by our friends. And we pray, God, that you will be at the center of everything that we do and we say during this difficult time. We thank you that you're a sovereign God who reigns over us and that you are always in control. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to keep our church family safe and our wider family safe in these daunting times. Amen.
The reading is from John chapter 11, verses 38 to 44. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odour, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
In this week of Passion, we've been following in the footsteps of Jesus. On Palm Sunday, we follow Jesus as he made his way into Jerusalem in his triumphal entry on Palm Sunday. The cries of "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." We joined him on Monday evening as he went into the temple, the holy place, where the money changers had turned the temple into a den of robbers rather than a house of prayer. Last night we followed Jesus to the Mount of Olives. Tonight we join Jesus on Wednesday of Passion Week, and we're really unsure exactly what he was doing or where exactly he was located, but scholars believe he's likely to have spent some time on this Wednesday in and around Bethany. Now why? In Bethany, there was a family that he loved greatly: Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. And before this account on the Wednesday, and perhaps a number of weeks ago or a matter of days ago, there had been an amazing situation. Lazarus had died, and Jesus wasn't with Mary and Martha at this time, and they called in distress to go and get Jesus, the teacher, to come and to help them in the midst of their hopeless situation. And then Jesus does arrive about 4 days after the death of Lazarus. And so Martha says to Jesus in John chapter 11, verse 21, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." What this lady doesn't realize is that Jesus has resurrection power, that someone who is dead can be brought back to life. A situation that appears to be hopeless can be filled with hope. And so Jesus speaks to Martha in John chapter 11, verse 25. He says to her, "Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." And he asks her, "Do you believe this?" And I want to ask you in this week of Passion, as we consider that in the midst of a hopeless situation, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, do you believe it? Have you experienced his resurrection power and love? But you say, no, I haven't, but I'm curious to know if he does have the power. We'll consider how this story goes on. In John chapter 11, verse 39, Jesus goes to the place where Lazarus is dead and buried. And he says, take away the stone, verse 39. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odour, for he's been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. And when Jesus had said this, consider this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man, consider this, came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. I want to tell you this Palm Sunday, as we've made our journey from there to Monday, to Tuesday, to Wednesday, that Jesus is the resurrection and he is the life. He was able to stand at this grave and tell Lazarus, a man who was dead and buried, Lazarus, come forth, and he came out. But I don't just want you to consider Lazarus rising from the dead. I want you to consider that in just a matter of days' time, we will move about 2 miles away from where Jesus is here in Bethany. And there Jesus will be dead and buried, and he'll be in the grave. And the power of the Holy Spirit will raise this Jesus from the dead, and he'll be able to verify these words that he is indeed the resurrection and the life. So I want to challenge you this Wednesday night of this week of Passion. Do you believe this? Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 22 and 23, it says this. For as in Adam, the Adam in the Garden of Eden, the Adam who fell into sin. For as in Adam, all die. But in Christ, all will be made alive. It's my prayer on this Wednesday night of the week of Passion that you'll take a moment to pause, as this week of Passion seems to pause on the Wednesday, and consider that Jesus and Jesus alone has resurrection power.
Dear Lord Jesus, it's Wednesday of Holy Week. The question you directed to Pharisees en route to the cross was you still put before us. What do you think about the Christ? There's no more important question for us to wrestle throughout our lives. No other question has the power to disrupt us and delight us like this one. What do I think about you, Lord Jesus? Who do I think you are? You are God and I'm a mere woman. I would despair if you were anything less, and I get weary of trying to be more. You are the creator, sustainer, and restorer of all things. You don't just care about my soul, you care about everything you have made. One day you will return to finish making all things new. Lord Jesus, I honour you as the promised Messiah, the one who fulfills every promise the Father has made. You are the second Adam, our substitute in death and in life. You lived a life of perfect obedience for us, and you exhausted God's judgment that stood against us. You are our complete forgiveness and our perfect righteousness before the Father. Nothing will ever separate us from your love. I humbly and confidently stake my life and my death upon what you've done for us. Lord Jesus, there's so much more to who you are. And eternity will be a perpetual discovery of the inexhaustible riches found in you. But this particular Holy Week, I am especially comforted to know you are always thinking about us. It's what you think about us that makes all the difference to me. We are in your heart and on your mind all the time. You are always praying for us and advocating for us before the Father. You greatly delight in us and you will never be ashamed of us. Indeed, you know the best and you know love us the most. With fresh gratitude and awe, we worship and adore you on this Wednesday of Holy Week. We pray this in your name, the name above all names. Amen.
Will be. like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Cause I was blind, but now
thank you very much for joining us today. We hope that you find some encouragement for your soul in the things that we have shared with you, and also encouragement for your family as well. And why don't you join us tomorrow as we join Jesus in the upper room in the next part of our story. Thank you.